Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Gary, and I'm the host of Success Insight on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you all for being here on the air today with me. And today I have a very special guest. Her name is Tess Hogelboom, and she is a very special person. She is president of Glam Girls Inspire, and she is a believe it or not, she is actually more of a female version of Tony Robbins, because when she works with young teenagers and young women, she helps them overcome fears and live the life that they're meant to be. And she really has a knack of being able to help these young ladies, you know, and overcome rejection, overcome fears, and any kind of other kind of, you know, things that they have going on in their lives. And she helps them become, you know, brighter and bolder and sparkle. You know, and she has a great knack of doing that with a bunch of young ladies. And, you know, and it's really awesome what she does with them. And I want to tell you that she also has a deep passion for her movement, which is Glam Girls Inspire. And she wants to make it worldwide. And she also has her own Glam Girl Inspire clothing line. So without further ado, let me bring on the Glam Girl herself, Tess Hogelboom.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hey, Glam Girl.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I am so excited to be on here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you giving up your time to be on the show today and spread your wonderful sparkle throughout our network here.
Well, I definitely am dusting some sparkle off me right now. As many know, I do sprinkle sparkle confetti all over my apartment, as I like to call it, Sparkle City. And it's just that constant reminder of that we are the light in the world. So I actually have some little sparkle specks on my skin as we speak.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're the real deal. You know, you're the real deal. You do what you say you're going to do. You know, you teach people
That's
to
right.
sparkle and shine, and well, and you do the same thing. That's why you're called a Glam Girl, right?
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Yeah, all right. Well, Glam Girl, I'm going to ask you some questions here about how you got started in your business and some things you do to help these young ladies succeed. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. Let's see. First of all, why don't you start off and tell me, like, how you got started in your business?
Well, you know, Gary, I've always had this desire to do something that I knew would always positively impact, especially girls, just all around me. You know, everywhere I've always gone, I've always just been that little sparkle in the room. People always tell me, you just light up the room and your energy and whatnot. And, you know, it's funny because when I was a really little girl, I always used to tell my mother, I want to make people clean. And I didn't really understand what I was saying with that, but in my mind, it meant I want to make people smile. I want to make people happy. And as a little girl, I actually would write these little letters to people in nursing homes on a Sunday afternoon. And I would just write them little letters. I had no idea who they were. I was just like, I just hope that this letter makes your day happy and that you're smiling and that just knowing that someone out there cares for you. And I actually had some of them like write me back telling me how it made them feel so special and everything. And just, I always had that desire in my heart just to make someone's day brighter and just for them to believe in themselves. And so kind of a little bit about my journey, you know, I come from a very, very big family, and it's really funny because there was many moments growing up when I had my older siblings kind of picking on me, you know, kind of playing around with me, but I took it so personal. And I just remember there was this specific moment where I would always be wanting to, you know, get straight A student, you know, grades and everything. I was homeschooled actually all the way up to college. And I just remember that sometimes they would bully me just for wanting to get really good grades, and they would kind of make me feel bad about it. And I kind of took that mindset in as rejection. And it's interesting how whatever we take into our minds, you know, whatever we believe in our mind, that becomes our reality. And that's something that I just truly believe in. And so moving forward, going into college and after college and whatnot, I always remembered that I was so scared to ever feel rejection just from that beginning moment when I was younger of, kind of been made fun of or being like teacher's pet. I was always trying to blend in, and I was always trying to be something for everyone else, and I just wanted their love. I just wanted them to accept me for who I was. And so I went through many years of a lot of personal development growth. I went and traveled around the United States. I went to Tony Robbins seminars. I actually went through his training course of being a strategic intervention coach. And I understood that it's so important for us to understand what we define as our own reality, what we take information in as. And so I just really got obsessed with this idea of helping girls, especially because, you know, I'm a girl, helping them really harness and embrace their own individual uniqueness and to really stand up for themselves, because I knew how it felt to feel rejected or to not feel like you're good enough, to be made fun of in some way. So I just really took the time to just really be that example for other girls. And it's funny because it kind of started having this sparkle ripple effect where girls were reaching out to me and they were like, I just love that you're so unapologetically yourself, how you are such a light to me. And you give me that strength to be my own unapologetic self. And so it's kind of turned into this brand of really me initially just being my own biggest cheerleader. And, you know, the whole idea of sparkle and everything actually came from a day I got fired from this summer juice job I was working at. They told me I had too much energy. I know, right? What crazy? And it was one of those moments where, again, I felt that rejection coming back. And I remember opening up my Bible that day, and the first Bible verse that came across was, "You are the light of the world, shine before man." And it just, something hit me there really, really hard, where it reminded me that my energy, who I am, that is my light, and that God made me that way. And I shouldn't try to change because someone can't handle that level of my energy, my sparkle. So that kind of hit home for me in a way where it really started harnessing this brand for other girls of owning your own sparkle, your own uniqueness, and don't try to, you know, dim your sparkle for someone else because they can't handle it. You know, you are to shine in your own light. So it's definitely been something that has happened through time as I've been getting a lot of girls to, you know, connect with me and just being part of this. They share this brand with me because they connect to it. And for me, it's about being transparent. It's sharing something of value, but other girls can connect to because they're going through the same thing. And I think that's what really it's all about, is if you're not living your life every day where you're positively impacting someone else's life and giving them the courage to rise up and be a better person for who they are and be confident in their own skin, you know, you're really not living a fulfilled life. And so that has just been my passion, my obsession. And we're just getting started. We are going global. So it is definitely something that I am extremely excited about.
Yeah, okay, Tess. Why do teenage girls and young ladies, why do they have lack confidence in themselves?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons, especially today in society. You know, for example, social media, Instagram, Facebook especially. There's so many, let's just talk about the filters, for example. You know, when a girl uploads a picture, she can pick like 20 different filters of how she wants to look. And I think because of that in itself takes away the beauty of who the girl truly is in her own natural way. It makes her start feeling insecure, like, oh, I'm not good enough if I just post a picture of me. I have to filter it and edit it to where it doesn't even look like me, or needing the validation of 50 likes on her picture. And if she doesn't get 50 likes on her picture, she doesn't feel worthy enough. So because we live in such a internet-controlled, you know, society now, everything is social media, it's almost as if we allow social media to validate us, and we don't even realize it. And when we don't get that validation, we start feeling insecure about ourselves, and we start seeking validation in other ways. And I think girls now especially, they need someone to be able to look up to. They need someone that can almost be like an older sister that gets them, but can really understand where they're coming from. And I think girls, if they know their own identity, if they know who they are inside, no one or nothing can get to them. No one or nothing can make them feel inferior or they're not good enough. And so I think it's definitely the time now than ever in 2017 is to really rise up and help girls understand you are enough. You are worthy enough. You are beautiful enough. And you don't need to do 20 filters on a picture. You don't need to get 50 likes on a picture to feel good enough and worthy. And I think if they have someone that they could really connect to, someone that really expresses that love to them and makes them feel that they are enough to them, they're going to listen to that person. And it's all about being influential. And I know that people tell me that about me. And so I just know that I'm on the right path here. And I know in my heart that girls need this more than ever now. And because the brand is so fun and sparkly and girly, you just can't help but want to be part of it. But it's rising up girls to help them understand that they are enough and they are unique and to embrace that about them.
What can be done to help the girls?
Well, I think it starts by bringing awareness to them. I think it starts by allowing them to realize who they are on the inside, what makes them, like I like to say, what makes you sparkle, what excites you, what lights you up. And I think a lot of the time, girls don't even know. They don't even know what makes them happy. They don't even know what makes them feel confident. And I think if they have someone that they can trust, someone that loves them, that makes them feel that they're good enough, that I can be, like I like to be, as a little guide, someone to help bring awareness to them where they can see in their own light, oh, wow, I am this, I am that. That's why people love me. That's why people appreciate me. So I think being aware, helping them have the awareness is key. Letting them know what their strengths are, letting them know what makes them so unique, what makes them, you know, other people want to be around them. And I think if girls understand more about themselves, affirming themselves, they're going to embrace that more and they're going to be able to have more confidence.
Yeah, right. I agree. And what can the women do to overcome the stereotypes and gender misnomers?
You know, I think, again, it comes from the environment that you surround yourself with, your influence. You know, they always say you are the five people you surround yourself with. So if you choose to constantly every single day, you know, I do self-affirmations to myself every single day I wake up, and I claim that truth over myself, you know, telling myself I'm courageous, telling myself I'm worthy, I'm intelligent, I'm capable, and giving yourself that confirmation of those words. It goes into your subconscious mind, and you start believing that, and that becomes your reality. So, again, I think it starts by helping these girls have awareness, giving them the keys and the simple strategies of every single day that they can do on themselves, where it can help constantly build that confidence in them. Because when they can be confident, they can spread that around other girls and help other girls. So it's like that sparkle ripple effect. But it starts by every single girl identifying that within themselves.
Ian, can you tell us about some of the programs that you may have in store for the young teenagers and young women?
Yes, absolutely. So I have an ebook on Amazon. It's called Design the Day You Desire. And that's around a little over a year ago, I published that. And it's all about helping girls find little ways throughout their day to have confidence, but to also be aware of how every single part of their day affects them, and to not just react to every outside stimulus, but be more in control of their responses. And because of that, they have more control with their emotions and they feel more happy and confident because they're not just reacting to everyone and everything around them. So that's a simple read. I also have a program called the Glam Girls Inspire Ambassadorship. So this is a 21-day program that I take girls through that's confidence and leadership, and it helps them identify their strengths, their weaknesses, how to overcome their insecurities, so they can be more of a leader in their own community, their own city, wherever they're at in the world. I actually currently am working with girls that are in Singapore, Peru, Ireland, Jamaica, Fiji, South Africa. These girls that are really hungry to rise up and be leaders, but they need direction. So this program definitely helps girls that want to be a leader in their own community have more confidence. I guide them through that and help them be that confident leader that they want to be.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And if a girl wants to be an ambassador, What can I do to become an ambassador?
So she has to definitely go through a process we do. We are very, very, my glam team and I are very selective in who we choose to be an ambassadorship for our brand. As I was sharing with you before, this brand really is my heart. GLAM stands for giving ladies a message, and that message is for them to wear their invisible crown of confidence every single day because they were born to sparkle. So that really goes in deep in my heart, where helping girls understand their confidence, their identity, but being true to that with themselves, that's where it starts, so they can be a influential leader to girls around them. So we take them through a process where they can go on my website, which is www.glamgirlsinspire.com, and there's a form that they can fill out where it says be a GGI ambassador, and it's questions that they ask, that we ask them, and if they are qualified, depending on how they respond, we take them through the next process, which is the 21-day program. After they go through the program, they get certified as a Glam Girls Inspire ambassador, and we give them the tools to actually do their own Get Glam Inspired event in their own community.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. Have you gotten any, how many of those, have you gotten some of them started already?
Yes, so I have 11 girls that, like I was sharing with you before, around the world that have filled out the form. They're going through the process. I currently have one group right now that my GLAM team and I are going through with these girls. And it, again, it's all about making sure that they are qualified. You know, sometimes there's actually girls that, you know, in the middle of the program, we find out that, you know, they may not be as qualified as, you know, and committed as they said they were in the beginning. And like I said, you know, we're really careful about selecting which girl is right for this, because it's a privilege and it's a responsibility, because it's not just about themselves anymore. This is about being an influential light to other girls, and other girls really need someone that they can look up to and believe in. So we're very, very selective in making sure that these girls, as we take them through these 21 days of the program, that they really are qualified for this and that they really are committed and they're putting their heart into it, because my team and I really, really are 100% on board with all this. So we really expect that same commitment on the other end from the girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. Tess, let me ask you, why do you think there aren't more women leaders in the world today?
You know, I can't really fully answer that question, Gary. I think it comes down to women being aware that this is definitely our time to rise up. Only, you know, the world in the past has been very male dominated, and it gets me really excited when I see a lot of, you know, women wanting to rise up and be more of an influential light to others around them. So I definitely see this in the rise and going up. I just know for myself that what I'm doing with my team and I is definitely something that is going to be globally recognized, because it's such a need right now. And I think the reason why we don't have as many as women leaders and women of high influence is because it comes again down to our level of confidence, our level of feeling good enough, worthy enough, and knowing that we can be an impact to others. And I think, again, if it starts with our identity, knowing who we are, knowing our capabilities, that we're going to rise up because we have a strong mindset and belief, and we surround ourselves with a positive environment. So I definitely believe that there's going to be more and more rising women and in our nation, in the world, and I'm definitely going to be putting a mark in that, because I'm going to be rising up ladies as well with Glam Girls Inspire.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. You definitely should, because I'll throw out a stat I found from the National Labor Association, which kind of upset me. This one, because we're both in Tennessee here, so in Tennessee alone, the women here in Tennessee make 78 cents for every dollar a man makes. They've all had the same, you know, the same skills, the same qualifications, experience, et cetera, but they make 22 cents less than a man makes doing the same job. And then, you know, that upset me, because I thought, you know, women should be, you know, it should be equal. If we all had the same skills, everything should be equal across the board. It shouldn't be, well, the man's going to make more because he's a man. You know, and it's
right.
And there's other states. You know, Tennessee's not the only one. There's, you can go to Alabama, Mississippi, you know, Georgia, and some of these other states where it's really bad too. There are some states where, you know, up to an 80, like 86 or 88%, you know, 88 cents to a dollar a man makes, but there's none that are, you know, a dollar per dollar. That's what it should be, you know, in reality. That's what it needs to be, dollar for dollar. So, yeah, but you know, your programs, and we're telling you also have some programs for young women too. Do you know?
I do actually for young women, you know, that I've kind of, I would say that Glam Girls Inspire is a brand definitely for girls in their teens, early 20s. Once they hit after 25, I do workshops for women based off of their lifestyle, you know, whether it's dating, whether it's confidence. I also have my own private coaching practice. So I do a lot of one-on-one coaching with women, as it kind of seems that every single woman's a little different in their area of life. So I kind of cater it to what they need. But, you know, just I really wanted to take a second real quick to respond to what you were just talking about the, you know, equality and whatnot. And I definitely see I definitely see a lot of that, you know, a lot of women rising up and really trying to make a stand for that. I know I've noticed that, and especially I think it's just an old way of thinking, because the South in general, it's been, you know, the South is the South. It's different from, you know, up in the North or whatnot. And I think a lot of people haven't adopted the new way of how society is, where we all do want equality. We all want equal rights and whatnot. And so I think it's definitely just people voicing that and just being firm about it and rising up and making notice of it. You know, people, I think a lot of the time we're afraid, or they think, oh, it's not going to matter what I say, but it does matter. Like, your voice does matter. Every single person out there, if they make a point to say something, things are going to happen. Things are going to change. And that's why I'm very committed to our global movement of Glam Girls Inspire, because it's all about equipping young girls to have confidence and to rise up and speak their voice and speak their opinion and speak what matters most to them. And I think if we can start there with these young girls, they're going to rise up and they're going to go into womanhood being confident, knowing their worth, knowing who they are, and knowing that what they say does matter, and being an influence in society. And I think it starts by that young age, really planting that seed when they're younger. And that's why I'm really dedicated with this Glam Girls Inspire mission for these younger girls, because if you can get at them while they're young, they're going to rise up, you know, even stronger when they go into womanhood, because they've had the foundation, what it takes to be a woman that is confident and capable of who she is. You know, I think femininity is power. And I think a lot of women, you know, they look at that and they think it's weakness, but I actually think femininity is such a powerful thing, because women are powerful. Yeah. And I think if we embrace being a woman of who we are and acting like ladies and acting like women that know who they are and they own that and they embrace that, and they want to look like a woman, they want to dress like a woman, they don't think and feel and believe that they have to look masculine or act manly to, you know, put an opinion out there. But being eloquent and being a woman and acting feminine is actually a higher strength than most realize, and I'm living proof of that, because I'm as girly girl as you'll see, but I'm also a woman where I don't let people mess with me, and I'm very vocal about that, and people admire that about me. They share that. You know, I wish I could be like you in that way of confidence, but like I said, it starts by the mindset that you have every single day and believing your worth and knowing that and just really honing in on that every single day, and that's going to reflect who you are to others, and people are going to respect you for that. So I think it starts by being that example and being that to yourself first. You can't believe something if you don't believe it first within yourself, and knowing that you're capable of being a voice in the world if you're not that to your own self.
Yeah, exactly. I agree wholeheartedly. So that's what they need to do. And your program is a good start for girls and young ladies, teenagers, and young women to get involved in, because they could, you know, build their confidence so they can become better people. And that's what we need. That's what they need to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah, okay. Let's talk a little bit about you have a blog called Sparker Mail, And so tell us a little bit about that, because I think it's you who, I read it every week, and it's, you know, it's inspirational to me, you know, just being a man, just reading it. And I agree with a lot of things you say, because you put a lot of good information out there, you know, that could help anybody. I mean, because you put some stuff out there about dating for women, but yet men could read that and say, oh, here's what I need is my lady.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you can definitely be able to glam scribe as a man. There's definitely, you can definitely do that. So Sparkle Mail is a weekly dose of inspiration that I like to put out there. It's my gift to the girls or even the guys, like you said, that glam scribe to this. So it's every Thursday morning. What they can do to glam scribe is they go to my website, glamgirlsinspire.com, and there's a little pop-up that will say glam scribe here for Sparkle Mail. So they just put their email address in, and every single Thursday morning, they'll get a little dose of sparkle. So sometimes it's tips on having confidence. Sometimes it's tips on dating smarter. So being able to identify, you know, little tactics that people do, whether or not you want to stay or walk away, so you're not wasting your time or your tears on that person. Also, different tips on how to have more motivation and how to inspire yourself more. So there's always something that is definitely of value, and it's definitely something that helps me. And I'm a kind of person where I think sharing is caring. So it's my little gift of sparkle that I like to give to my followers every Thursday.
Right, and I agree with you. You had one out there which I really liked. You talk about friends, and you listed some of the things that friends should, you know, be able to do for, you know, each other. And I thought that was just really awesome. I read those and said, you know, this is right. This is what friendship is all about.
Yes, yes. And, you know, there was we actually had Sparkle Mail go out this morning, and the topic today was all about it's not your responsibility to make someone else's happiness in their life. And I was inspired to talk about this when I was talking to a dear friend of mine this week, and they have such a big heart, but they were very blinded by the fact that they were giving and giving and giving in this relationship, and that person wasn't reciprocating it, and they weren't appreciating it. And because of that, this person was feeling drained. He was feeling hopeless. He was feeling like a failure. And I helped remind him and say, listen, this person isn't happy with themselves, so it doesn't matter what you do. That person will not ever be happy unless they find that happiness within them. And I think, especially as a giver that I am and people that I know that are big givers, we subconsciously take it upon ourselves to be responsible for someone else's happiness. And I think the more we can understand that we can be a light, we can be the sparkle to them, but it's not our responsibility to create their own happiness, we're not going to be exerting so much energy all day long to someone that can't really appreciate it, because that's going to take away from us giving to the ones that matter most to us.
Yep, absolutely. And you've wrote an e-book kind of along those lines about planning your perfect day, which I think is an awesome thing. And I think anybody could read that and benefit, you know, if a planner also, you know, to have a great day. That's what, you know, the objective should be. Every, you know, your day is how you determine your day every step. Day.
Absolutely. You determine that. You can't control what other people do around you. You can't control what the day brings, but you have absolute control how you respond to it. And my whole thing is, if you can learn to respond and be calm versus just reacting, you're going to be a happier person. You're going to have a better mental state of mind because your blood pressure is not going crazy. Your cortisol levels aren't going out of the frame. You're calm and collected. So on a mental health, staying in that mindset is very, very beneficial. And it's actually anti-aging as well, because if you're staying calm and everything, your body's not having to overexert more energy, which could naturally age you faster. So there's a lot of benefits
right.
for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And if someone wants to sponsor Glam Girls, how do they do that?
So they could contact me and my Glam team again at glamgirlsinspire.com, and they can just share who they are, their company, and what they're more interested in knowing more about, and how they would like to sponsor us, and we could be able to talk more about that and go from there.
Yeah, okay. Tess, how can someone get hold of you?
So they could email me directly at tesshugaboom at gmail.com, or again, they can go through my website at www.glamgirlsinspire.com. They could also contact me. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, Glam Girls Inspire. So there's many, many ways that they can find me. Just type in Glam Girls Inspire on social media and I'll pop up.
Yeah, all right, Tess. So, looks like our time has run out here. So I want to thank you for being on the show today and sharing your information. There's a lot of good tips there. And they can go to your website and get even more and subscribe to your Sparkle Mail and get some weekly, advice every week, which is pretty awesome.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tess. And, thanks for being on again, and good luck with all your ventures in the future.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day. And go sparkle.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Glam Girl. Thanks again for being on the show. Yep.
Thank you.
Take care. Yeah, okay, folks. That's going to wrap up another edition of Success Insight on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for being on, listening on the air and through the airwaves later tonight. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.